When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Did you know that over 70% of new parents are combo feeding? They're using both breast milk and formula to feed their baby. Whether you're exclusively formula feeding, combo feeding, or just want to back up in the pantry, Bobby is the formula that I trust to deliver safe, complete nutrition to my baby's bottle. Both of my children use Bobby. We loved it so much. Had the best experience with this brand. They're incredible. The customer service, what they stand for. Bobby's organic European style formulas are crafted with clinically backed ingredients and designed for easy digestion, just like breast milk. I did a lot of research before formula feeding and I loved what I saw from Bobby. Every single batch goes through 2,000 plus safety and quality checks before leaving their owned U.S. manufacturing facility. If you want to feed with confidence too, head to HiBobby.com. That is HiBobbie.com to find your baby's new favorite formula.
For years, we described ourselves as the couple that never argued. Gross. Well, it's not true anymore because we argue all the time, but we're still incredibly happy. The trick is figuring out how to argue well so you don't end up breaking up. You have to listen to this episode if you have a partner.
Welcome to Late Bloomers, where we are getting our lives together
and not breaking up eventually. Brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Loop Earplugs. Right. Last night,
yeah,
we watched a TV show.
We did.
It was called The Ultimatum.
Yeah.
And it piqued both of us, right?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Just like it just sent you, like you're over the edge, like it's, like in autistic, what does it mean? We were both annoyed by what we saw.
Right, yeah. Yes, we were. I didn't know that's what that meant.
It's okay. This is all about translating how we argue. Basically, there was an argument going on between a girl and a young man, and we'd sort of figured out that the young man was autistic because he had like flat face, he didn't do eye contact, and he's like speaking very directly. And she was the complete opposite, huge emotions, screaming, crying.
He was inquisitive. He was asking loads of clarifying questions.
And that was sending her, why are you asking me questions? Why don't you say what I want? And we were like screaming at the TV. It actually ended up looking like bullying and they ended up breaking up. And it's like, actually there was moments they got on and they could have been a great couple, but they didn't know how to freaking argue. And so many couples break up because they don't know how to argue.
Yeah.
We've been peaked. So this is the argument episode and we'll probably have to use like one of our recent arguments, I reckon, for a reference.
Okay, no problem.
Should we'll do the music one? We'll do the one the other day.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Are you just going to go straight into the argument?
Yes, I'm just going to do a rundown of one of our arguments.
Yeah.
And we'll use it to go through the 5 things that like you just have to know if you're going to have an argument and not break up. So we had an argument. I basically have spent a long time struggling with my music career and thinking that I might want to quit. And then the last few weeks, I've been like, actually, like, I'm loving it again and kind of dropped on Rich that actually I love it and I want to keep doing it. And he went into practical, logical. I was like, why are you not supporting me and encouraging me? He went further into practical, logical. I started crying. Then we weren't speaking. We were in the Indian. I was like, should we go home? Went home. You know, he's just angry. Yeah. Not quite separate rooms.
No.
So it wasn't that level. But what a waste of an evening. And then next morning, woke up, sorted it all out.
Yeah, okay.
But that's the argument we're referencing people.
I feel like we need to give a lot more context about what it was though. But do we do that during the episode?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so based on us, based on this couple we've seen on The Ultimatum, like Rule number one, stop screaming into the abyss. If you're screaming at someone, that is like that no communication is going on. The only thing you're going to do by screaming is seriously damage the other person.
Yeah.
Screaming, shouting, like anything in that lane, like just stop immediately. I think it's watching her scream at him was like the most horrible thing.
Yeah. That's one thing I would say. I don't think we've ever shouted at each other in 6 years.
No.
We haven't raised our voice at each other.
No, but I guess like I wasn't screaming at you with words, but I was screaming at you with my eyes.
Yeah, but I think that's okay.
No, that's fine. But like, just the acceptance that you just, if you want to argue well and keep a relationship, don't ever shout. Don't ever scream. I think people raise their voice because they want to be listened to. But the best way to be listened to is when people are calm.
It puts anyone on the defensive as well. Like if you started screaming at me, I would not listen to a single word you were saying. I would completely shut off.
Well, you saw that young man is being screamed at and he's like,
"Yeah,
it's just horrible what you're doing." So I think you have a rule, which is like some arguments, right? You're going to be able to resolve night of.
Yeah.
Some arguments, you're not.
Yeah.
Like we needed to sleep on it. So maybe it's not just screaming. It's also like, don't dysregulate into the abyss.
Yeah.
If you've lost the plot, like me, like crying and shoulders slumped and you staring out, like we didn't have.
We couldn't communicate.
The skills. It's like, and by the way, don't ever do it to punish anyone. Don't ever go and sleep in the spare room as a punishment. That's just dick behavior. Be like, Bubby, I love you, but I cannot speak to you right now.
Yeah. And we couldn't. We just went asleep.
So like leave each other alone, but do it well. Like be kind even when you absolutely hate each other.
Yeah, you don't have to storm out.
You don't have to storm out. And actually, if you walk, go for a walk, sleep on it. If you just separate for an amount of time, like you will feel better when you come back to it.
Well, you'll feel regulated. You'll feel calmer.
You'll feel calmer. So I just think that's the kick. Like anyone out there, if you're screaming, you're doing damage.
Yep.
You aren't. Ugh.
Completely agree.
Go to bed. Number two, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bro. This is.
Did you just call me bro twice?
Sorry.
Right.
Do you want to argue about it?
No.
Stop looking for the love that you give. So when I was watching this girl yesterday, she was like, why can you not just see what I want? Why aren't you cuddling me? Like, what's wrong with you? Why don't you see what I want? And I was like, that's awful. Like, she's being awful to him. And it hit me like a wet kip around the face because that's what I did on the music combo.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I said, I'm kind of falling in love with music again. And you went logic. And I was like, look, I wanted you to smile and be like,
let
oh
me explain
God.
So people understand what you mean.
Sure.
So for a year, she's been saying, I don't like it. I've fallen out of love. I might quit. I've been fairly neutral about the whole thing. I was like, babe, I love you. I want you to do what's happy. I don't think quitting music is a good idea. I don't think that will bring you happiness. So that's really important to understand. That's been my position for the last year. And then you hit me with, I love it again. I maintain the same level of neutrality. I'd be like, cool, we'll get in the studio, write another album then. But you wanted me to go, that's amazing. But I was like, I don't know whether it is amazing. Is it going to make you happy? Like what?
Yeah. So I was looking for someone to join me in the emotion and smile and be like, yeah, let's go, and celebrate. That's not who you are. You aren't a join in the emotion kind of dude.
No.
Which, and you've never, ever been. And I just realized like I was almost looking for you to be somebody else. And it's almost a bit more gross than that. I was looking for you to be me.
Yeah.
Like when we're arguing, we want the other person to give us the love that we give. So yeah. I wanted a cuddle and a hype up and a kiss and like all those ways I show love. And I was refusing to accept the love that you show, which is neutral, logical, clear, kind.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was like so important. Like we have different ways of showing and expressing love, and one isn't better than the other.
Well, you like to receive love by cuddles, and I'm not very good at fulfilling that.
Yeah, I don't get cuddled.
No, not even by
the dog. I bought a dog to cuddle me, and he doesn't even cuddle me either. So, like, that's fine. I just have to live without, and that's okay, because you can't force someone. You can't force someone to hug you or fake it.
Yeah. I did the other day, though. I gave you a cuddle because we had the air conditioning on.
Oh, yeah,
so
air conditioning.
So it's not that I don't like cuddling you.
Yeah. It's also like noticing. So this girl in the ultimatum, she didn't notice how he was loving, because he was like, can I just get this straight? Can I just check what you're asking me? And she was like, how dare you ask me? How dare you ask me that question? It was like, bro, like he's really trying his best to
from
love
what we
you.
Saw.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
What we saw, but yeah,
we don't know.
We are basing this purely on the camera.
Yeah. So basically, don't demand your own reflection. And that goes both ways in that argument. Like,
well, a similar thing happened for your birthday, right? Like, we've talked about this before on an episode where you felt quite high emotions about your birthday. You wanted to celebrate it 1 year. And I'm like, what do you want?
I had a longing inside me that my partner would want to take care of, or that you'd understand. But that isn't how you work. The minute I said, I want a party, do this, you went and did it. So like, I also don't want it to be just about me. I'm not saying my way is wrong.
Yeah.
Your way isn't wrong. I'm saying neither is, and both are important.
Yeah.
So like, you also can't look for me to be logical and think neutral when I really need a cuddle.
Yeah.
That's also not fair.
Yeah.
It's a two-way street, baby doll. We show love in different ways.
I strike a nerve there with the birthday comment.
Yeah, because it felt, I really want to be careful with this episode. It doesn't come across like your way is right.
No.
And mine is
absolutely wrong.
It's about absolutely respecting the shit out of the other person's way, even when it's not your way, which means you giving me a cuddle if I'm crying sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, number three, stop trying to win. We're bad at this because I think we're both really competitive.
Yeah.
So in our music argument, I was trying to win by like saying, here's why I'm so sad. Here's what I need. Why can't you give it to me? And you were trying to win by saying, well, you're wrong. This is the logical, this isn't fair. We were trying to win in our own language.
Yeah.
And play it out, right? Let's say you'd have won. You'd overpowered me with logic and made me feel silly for feeling upset. And I'd gone in the restaurant like, yeah, you're right, I'm being silly. You haven't really won.
No.
I've submitted because you were, I don't know, more smart or more aggressive or better in the moment. But actually, we've both lost because it damages the relationship. Same on my side. If I'd won, if I'd managed to get you to just come and cuddle me and go, I'm so sorry, babe. Like, let me, yes, isn't it amazing? And fake a reaction. I haven't won because I've done damage to you.
I think it goes back to the start about when emotions were heightened, because they certainly were that night, right? You were wanting a reaction from me. I wasn't prepared to give that reaction because I didn't understand it. It would have been fake. I wouldn't have meant what I was saying. So like, I was getting annoyed. You were getting annoyed and upset. It was like, well, we're not going to move past this.
And I think we were probably both, and this is so normal and human, like you want to win, you want to be understood, like you want to make your point and they don't listen. So it goes back. It's like, merry-go-round that isn't very merry. It's rubbish. Get off. Like if you're trying to win and score points and convince, like you've already lost. And I think it's a bit gross to want to be the one that like dominates or comes out victorious. Like the damage that you do by winning an argument is like quite severe to a long-term happy relationship. Now, obviously, there was no way we could have done this on that night. So that's why go to bed is like, like, was like number one. But an argument is two people that see the same thing differently.
Yeah. Which and is often the case for us.
Of course it is. Of course it was. We're very yin and yang, babes, me and you. That is not an opportunity to beat, bully, or convince the other one into joining the other side.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to learn, actually learn what's going on for your partner. It is a really amazing opportunity to understand. Now, we that night, I'm crying, you're staring out the window, we're not talking, it wouldn't happen. But the next day, it led to like the most gorgeous conversation because I got to fully understand, why couldn't you hug me in that moment? Why couldn't you say this? And when you explained it in a, I was like, oh my God, it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And I think you got to understand why I was upset.
Yeah, I think through the conversation, it wasn't, by the way, it wasn't I didn't hug you. It was I wasn't encouraging.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Well, it was you did encourage and then I started crying and then you didn't cuddle me.
Yeah,
on the
I was fuming.
So then I was
at
like, you.
You
were fuming. Well, I was fuming at you.
Yeah.
Two fumers.
Yeah.
Two fumers don't make a.
Yeah. The cuddling would have just been awkward. I really struggle with that unless I actually feel.
I know. But I'm so soft. If you would have said, can I just give you a cuddle? I'd have just started crying. The argument would have been over.
Okay.
You can't do it. I'm quite glad. Noted. You can't use the kryptonite of physical touch against me because you don't like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's this thing of like, you both can have different realities and actually make your mission, not convincing them the way you see the world is right. Make your mission understanding why they see it differently. Caveat. Abusive relationships exist.
Yeah.
And if you're with someone that is abusive, deeply manipulative, gaslighting, unable to, like, this isn't going to work. They will never, ever, there'll be no understanding. So if that's you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Number four, I think this is so like gorgeous, is call out your own bullshit.
Yeah. Again, probably difficult in the moment.
This is like in the, this is the morning after or after the walk. So often when people row, they're like attacking the other one.
Yeah.
Here's what you're not seeing. Here's why you're not listening. Here's what you've done wrong. Waste of time, mate. Nobody likes to hear that. But if you turn that gaze on yourself and was like, what am I? Like that girl on the ultimatum, if she'd be like, oh my God, I'm raising my voice. This is not okay.
It's disarming, like, isn't
it's
it?
It's so disarming to call out your own BS. So it's like, I was able to say to you, I'd made a comment, well, someone else encouraged me. And I was able to say the next morning, that was just a dick move. I was really upset. I was deeply desperate for something. I couldn't get it across. So I sort of lashed out in a childish way, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you got to sort of do that too.
Well, I got to say, like, I obviously, your happiness is what is important to me. And what I missed the mark on, is that I didn't know that this was happening. This was just a, in my mind, a change of, like, it's just a change.
Well, change
so
of,
I still...
Change of plan.
Yeah.
It probably knocked you... Suddenly I'm changing plans. That changes our life. I didn't even think of it from like...
Well, I don't know, because I was never under the impression that you were quitting music. Like, you had said it, but I was like, oh, I'm not sure about that. I don't know whether that's a great idea.
I do love Mr. Neutral most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time. So yeah, it's like, if you've had a row with someone and you're going to make up, rather than come in with your list of... Here's everything you did wrong in our row.
Mm.
Come with a list of here's what I could have done better in our row. How disarming. And by the way, not in a, oh God, you know that like Weasley way.
Therapy talk way.
That therapy talk. Like I didn't validate you. So therefore my reality, my truth.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm talking, I was a bit defensive here. I said this, I think, to hurt you. I didn't even say goodnight when I went to bed. I was like, withholding affection. Call out the reality, the human reality of where you could have done better. And if your partner does that, the argument's over.
Yeah.
Like, it's so disarming. So yeah, stop having a go at them. Have a go at yourself. And life will maybe get a little bit nicer. Right, before we get on to the last one, a very quick word from our wonderful sponsor, which is the amazing Loop earplugs. So if you are in the middle of an argument with your partner and they're just whining on with logic and facts and neutrality, and to be honest, you've just had enough, leave them be. Yeah.
Pop in the loop earplugs
and take them down by a few dBs. And it does just work.
It takes the edge off, does it?
Oh, I just say something about logic now.
Oh, shush.
I can barely hear him. And it's absolutely lovely. They've got loop earplugs, not specifically for turning your partner down, but they would work. They have the loop engage, which I think would be brilliant for this. You can wear the loop engage when you go to a restaurant and you want to like turn down the restaurant. That'd turn you down. You've got the loop experience that lets you go to a music festival. And you've also got the loop quiet, which is for taking a nap. So I think I might be trying that on our next row.
Okay.
All of our listeners get 20% off loop earplugs. So if you go to the show notes, it will be linked there. Our website with loop that will automatically add you 20%. You can also find it in our social media biographies. Right. Are you ready for thing number five?
Is it a big one?
It is a big one, and it's kind of the most important one of all.
Okay.
And then we're going to like work through the music argument.
Sure.
Yeah?
What, redo it?
Oh, no, I'm not redoing it.
All right.
I'm having a good day. It's translate each other, which is like accept that you speak a different argument language. Like you're literally speaking a different language. You're wasting time. Translate each other. So really, truly, not passive aggressive, not BS, really, truly trying to understand what they're saying and what it actually means. Like often when you have a row, there's something like underneath that that's like probably a bit more human,
yeah,
a bit more real and probably easier to like deal with.
Yeah.
So trying to figure out. So if we were trying to figure out, and I want to be really careful not to reignite the row, but let's do like a live example
of like
translating.
We've already nearly argued once on this episode.
No, so that's just a bit of rough and tumble, babe. Yeah, that's all okay. Good. Translating what was happening. So I'll like say some of the stuff that I said and you're going to translate back to me.
What's going on in my head?
No. Like what I really mean, like trying to understand. And then I'm going to do the same for you.
Yeah.
So I'll go first. So I've just disclosed that I've sort of had a fire lit for music again. It's like passion of 20 years. I've had a tough time last year with. And you react to me. And then I say, oh, I was hoping for a different reaction. If you were going to translate me saying I'm hoping for a different reaction into what I was actually feeling and meaning, what would it be?
That you are feeling positive about music and you wanted someone to jump into that positivity with you.
I wanted to share the excitement with the person that I love most in the world.
So should I go now?
Yeah.
So you, for context, have been saying for a year that you don't want to do it anymore.
Or thinking about it.
Or like it's you're not loving it. And I've been saying, I don't think you should quit. Like let's just, you don't have to make forever decision based on these emotions. So let's see how things go. You say, I'm thinking about doing it again. I say, well, cool, go into the music studio, record the next album. You say, I wanted you to be a bit more encouraging. And I'm like, I don't know, I can't remember what I say, but I'm completely confused because I'm like, but is that good or bad? I'm really struggling with giving the same sort of reaction to what I've been doing the last year, which I thought was supportive. I thought I'd done the same thing, but it was wrong.
Well, you've translated yourself.
Oh, maybe I'm not getting it then.
Well, I guess, yeah, it would be when you were like, let's see if you still like it with all these tickets you've got to sell and you've just come off a tour that you enjoyed. Let's see if it lasts.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to translate because I was like, oh my God, that's so negative.
Okay, I did say that, yeah.
What you meant was like almost, this would be really cool if it's forever, but we don't know. We've got a few things coming up. It might change again. Let's not lock you in. I just want to support you. You just wanted to support me, basically.
Yeah.
And then I started crying.
Yeah. Well, when you said I'd want you to do something differently, I that landed to me as I've done something wrong.
Oh,
complete confusion. I don't know what I've done wrong. So instead of the only thing that I could do is ask you a billion questions about why I've done something wrong because I don't understand.
No, and like, so we're then in question and answer modes because you need more clarity.
Which is annoying you.
I'm in tears mode. I just want to cuddle.
Yeah.
And it's like, lads, just go home. have 8 hours, Kit, and then you'll be fine. So, and if we go back to our ultimatum couple. And what, because it was a similar dynamic. They were younger, but I could like see these shades of how we argue. What advice would you give to them to help them like get through it?
Well, if I was going to redo it, I think I don't want to redo the whole thing, but this might help. I think.
Wait, redo our argument?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take a redo. Do you want to do a redo?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Oh, babe, don't know how you're going to feel about this, but like, have actually been really excited about music again and writing songs and thinking that I might really want to like go after it again.
Babe, that is amazing news. You're happiest when you're creating and writing songs. You always have been, whether that's professionally or personally. In fairness, you change your mind every 5 seconds. So should we see how it is in a week? So it gets my point across, but it's also validating.
You went excitement first, which is what I was wanting. And then humour. I mean, that would have been lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe do a redo as well. Press pause, redo it in 5 days. You'll be.
You used to do that a lot. If we ever, you used to have a rerun.
I saw it on some awful like wellness Insta.
I'm glad you don't do it anymore.
Oh, it's a dick move. Like, I'm happy we did it there. It's funny, but like, just have the argument. Like, get in there, have the argument, sort it out.
Yeah,
you'll be fine.
Did that work? Was that fine? Would that have been an acceptable response?
Can I redo my bit? Because I rather than crying.
Yeah. So I've reacted the way that I reacted. And
talking about.
I've said, okay, get in the studio then. Let's see how you feel in a month.
Babe, I love so much that you're applying your amazing logical brain to this situation and all those things are so important. But like just for a moment, I've missed music so much. It's really hurt me that I haven't been in love with it. Can I just like get a high five and a bit of a hype man that maybe that's back?
Yeah, sure. It wouldn't have ruined the curry as well. It was such a nice Indian restaurant.
I didn't even get to eat my naan breads. Do you know what I mean?
Why did you leave your naan bread?
Because we left. It was like, should we go? Like, it was.
Oh, I didn't know you left your naan bread.
Yeah, cheesy garlic naan.
Protest.
What a weird protest. Like, you've upset me.
I'm not eating that cheesy naan now.
You were the only person I've hurt. Is me. I'm owed a cheesy naan.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It would have bloated you out anyway, babe.
It would. I do bloat. Maybe it was better.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you.
Anyway, that's how to argue from two people that argue quite a lot now. And I think it's good, but we've got to learn how to argue. So please don't shout at each other. It doesn't get you anywhere. Don't try and win. Understand that two different realities can be true. I've forgotten the others.
They'll pick it up.
You'll pick it up.
If you have enjoyed today's episode, please like, subscribe, follow, comment, all of the things that really helps. If not, I'm not going to argue about it.
Me neither. Maybe see you next week.
Until now, the data your AI depends on has been trapped behind ever-increasing cloud fees. Wasabi created Hut Cloud Storage and is redefining cloud storage for the AI era, delivering simple, predictable cloud storage for AI, analytics, media, and more. Your data is free to move, fast to access, and ready when your AI needs it. Hidden fees add up fast as AI workloads grow. Wasabi's flat pricing eliminates all of it. One rate, no surprises. Learn more and try now for free at wasabi.com. Wasabi, the AI storage cloud. Proud partner of the iHeart Podcast Network.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.